this week's parsha's parsha's bow. We have one of the prime things that we have in the parsha is the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. This was the Korban Pesach that was eaten in Mitzrayim, the first Korban Pesach. And I labeled it Korban Pesach Mashma Uso Velikcha. Means, what is the meaning of the Korban Pesach? And the Likcha, what is the lesson that we learn out from the Korban Pesach? And that's what I'd like to discuss with you. And there are a lot of things we could say, and we're focusing on one aspect of the Korban Pesach. And we'll maybe some future date we could speak about more about this very rich topic. But I'd like to hone in on certain ideas regarding the Korban Pesach and give a practical lemaisa that we can learn out from the Korban Pesach. The Torah says in Parshas Bo, "Bayis echad yeochel." You have to eat it in one house. Lo sosi min habayis min habosar chutzo. You shouldn't take out the meat of the Korban Pesach from the house. If you take it out from the house, you passel the Korban Pesach. So once you brought it in the house, it's at the Seder night, you can't take any meat from the Korban Pesach outside. Lo sosi min habayis min habosar chutzo. And then the Torah says, ve'etzem lo sishberu bo. And you can't break bones. Meaning, say you're really into your Korban Pesach. So sometimes there's marrow, there's meat in the bone, right? So you can crack up the bone and get some more flesh there that's inside. Etzem lo sishberu bo. You're not allowed to break bones by the Korban Pesach. That's a lav. It's a lav in the Torah. Just like there's a lav in the Torah to eat treif, there's a lav in the Torah to break bones on the Korban Pesach. Etzem lo sishberu bo. So let's just make a diak now, that we'll see who made this diak, and hopefully by the end of the shiur we'll be able to see something very interesting from this diak. What's the diak? The pasuk goes from singular to plural. Lo sotzi is singular. To etzem lo sishberu bo is plural. Why is that? Why did the Torah either say lo sotziu min habayis? That's a lo sishberu bo, both plural or both singular. When it comes to the isser of taking the Korban Pesach out of the house, the Torah speaks the loshen yachid. When it comes to breaking bones, the Torah speaks the loshen rabin. Why is that? Well, then let's read further. Kol adas yol yasuso. Chiyagur itcha ger, if you have a ger amongst you, a convert, v'asa pesach Hashem, and he makes a korban pesach, he mo lo kol zochar, so he has to make sure that there's a bris mila of him and all his avadim that he owns, and had to have his children have to have a bris milah. Va'az yikrav laso, so then he can bring the Korban Pesach. V'haya ke'ezrach ha'aretz, and he'll be like a regular citizen of the land. In other words, he's a ger. He makes sure that he has, obviously, if it's a ger, he had a bris milah, and all his kids. And then he'll be like a regular Jew. So what is this pasuk coming to teach me? What does that mean? Vayakhe ezrach haaretz. course, if he converted, he's like everyone else. So what does that mean? That the person converted, so he's like everyone else. What does that mean? Well, once you convert, and then now you bring in the Korban Pesach, you're like everyone else. Of course you're like everyone else. What's the pshat? What does that mean, Vayak Ezrach Ha'aretz? So we have two diyukim in the pasuk. One diyuk is how come it says Lo Sotzi Min Hab Loshen Yachid. How come it says Lo Sotzi Loshen Yachid? That you shouldn't take out any meat. Loshen Yachid, but Etzem Lo Sishpur Bo is Loshen Rabbit. What's the pshat in that? And number two, what does it mean Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael? That V'Hayak Ezrach Aretz, and now he'll be like the people of the land. What does that mean? Of course, if he converted, he's like the people of the land. What does that mean, V'Hayak Ezrach Aretz? Okay, so let me take you through a tour of three levels of the Korban Pesach. And then, after we get to these three levels of the Korban Pesach, in fact, during one of them, we'll answer one of the questions. And then we'll get to the epitome to understand why Lashon Rabim and Lashon Yachid and what the Musar is. Right? Ready? Seatbelts on? Okay. Gemara in Brachas Nun Hei Amid Aleph. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Nun Dalet Amid Beis, I'm sorry. Arbat Shrichim Lahodos. There are four people, Shrichim Lahodos, which either means to bring a Korban Toda, because they went through a difficult experience, and they were saved, so they have to, and this is the Mokar for the Birkas HaGomel, right? To make we don't have a Korban Toda, but we have a Birkas HaGomel. So who are the four people that Shrichim Lahodos? Yardei Hayam, if you were at sea. Holchei Midbaros, while you were went through the desert. So these are, sakonis, to go through at sea, or Holchei Midbaros. Humisha Yacholev in Esrape, or somebody was sick, means of some significance. Doesn't mean he just had a cold. I mean, he was a cholev in Esrape. Humisha Yachobush Beveis HaAsurim, or somebody that was in jail, and he was released. So these four people have to. It's a question whether there's a chiyuv to bring a korban toda or just a rishus to bring a korban toda. There's a machlokes rishonim, and bezman hazeh means that they should make birkas hagom. So the four people are the yardei hayam, the holchei midbaros, the cholish and esrape, mishe chovish beis asur. And how do you know this? Menolon, tchsiv yardei hayam ba'onios heimaro masei Hashem. In other words, the Gemara learns all these things from the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Kuf Zayin in Tehillim. And this was the institution of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov instituted Nusach Sfard on Friday, Mincha. They don't, Nusach Ashnas just does a regular Ashrei, right? But Nusach Sfard, Hasidim, the Hasidim always start with Hodu on Friday night. Because the Baal Shem instituted this recital of this capital Tehillim to say, we got through the week with all the tzaros of the whole week. We got through it, so we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they say this capital Tehillim, because this capital Tehillim has all the different cases of the Yardei Hayam and the Holchei Midbaros and the Cholish and Esrape. It's all here. Hodul Hashem Kitol Kilu Am Chasdo Yodul Hashem Chasdo. It's all here, darshan, from those psukim, the four cases. So the Maral Miprag, in his drasha to Shabbos HaGadol, says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, he wanted that Klal Yisrael should experience all the four things that Srichim Lahodos. And then bring a Korban Pesach and thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Korban Pesach would be like what? Like a Korban Toda, but a super Korban Toda. Why? Because you have a Korban Toda just on one of the four. Klal Yisrael is going to go through all four. How so? Kasha Hashem Yisbachot Yisrael Mitzrayim Asal Am Nisim Deche Yedu Shmog Vrosov Yedu Shayachal Ligol Osam Mikol Tzara Loshia Mikol. They should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could save, Hashem wanted to show, I could save you from everything. So I want you to go through all four things, and I'll save you from all four, so you should learn the lesson that I could save you from anything. Kach Tzi Vayasem Ulkim Asam Derech Midbar Yamsuf. They went in the Midbar. That's one thing that was clearly they were in the Midbar. Ki kasher hayu b'Mitzrayim igolu mibeis hasurim. Right? When they were in Egypt, that's like being in jail. Shei mishubadim v'par Mitzrayim igolu minin yazeh. V'gam golu min acholi. And he saved them from choli, from sickness, because it says that all the makas were brought on Mitzrayim. The pasuk says, kol ha-machala asher samti b'Mitzrayim lo asim alecha ki ani Hashem rofecha. So that's considered, even though they didn't get sick, but the fact that they didn't get the disease which the other people got, that's like a refuah. And then, so what do we have here? We have the Midbar, and then of course at the end they were in Yamsuf, so they had all four. They had the Yam, they had the Midbar, they had the Chola, and they had the Yam, the Midbar, the Chola, and the what? The Yosef Min Beis Asur. And he says in the bottom of the last arrow here, the Keneged Zeh Tiknu Chachamim Arba Kosos. And we have the Arba Kosos Keneged Shnaim Lufnei Asuda Shnaim Achar Suda Shnaim Shetiknu Lufnei Asuda Hayol Shem Shnaim Shayul Lufnei Agula. Choli Beis Asurim are the four things, are the two of the four that was in Mitzrayim before they went out. And Shnaim La'achar Asuda are the two of the Yam and the Midbar. And that's the Yisod of the Geula. And I believe he says, or others say, that that's the Korban Pesach, is the idea of a Korban Toda. You have to see if he says it exactly, but that's what some say. It's a Korban Toda, from like the Maral says, that Klal Yisrael had to go through all the four things of Arba Tzrichim Lahodos. Now, we know that in, on page 5, a Korban Toda is a unique type of Korban. Because together with the Korban Toda, there were 40 loaves. Right? 30 matzah and 10 chametz. And we know the famous Nitziv, it's really in Abarbanel, that says, how come Korban Toda is Kachim Kalim? So really, Kachim Kalim should be eaten for 2 days and a night in between. And Korban Toda is only eaten for 1 day and a night. It has a shorter amount of time. And yet, it's a bigger Korban. Because a Korban Toda is not only the meat of the Korban, a Korban Toda is also what? Is all this bread. All these matzahs, right? So the Korban is expanded and the time is limited. So the famous words in the Nitziv, I didn't direct it here, but you can look it up. It's in the Nitziv, but it was really preceded by the Abarbanel, says that the whole idea is to have a Sudas Hadar. And the Sudas Hadar you have to have with a public, with a lot of people. So that's the idea, that you make the time less and the Korban greater, so you'll have to invite a lot of people in order to eat it. Well, so the pasuk says in Tzav, that's what a Korban Toda is. It's an animal plus 40 loaves. 30 of matzah and 10 of chametz. Oh, good. So there is a famous interpretation. It's not as famous. I think Rabbi Sabolovsky once showed it to me years ago. The Abarbanel has a page 8 in the Drushes of the Chasam Sofer. The Abarbanel has the following interpretation to the Manishtana. Manishtana halayla zem mikol halaylos. Shabakol halaylos on the ochlim chame tu matzah. Halayla hazeh kulo matzah. All other times we bring a korban tovah, the chametz is matzah. Here, by korban pesach, is what? It's only matzah. So what's the pshat? So let's look inside. Page 8. Shabachol halayos anu ochlim chametz matzah. Perish abarbanel, haynu lachmei tovah, sheim chametz matzah. Upesach nami korban tovah, v'lek a chametz. Hinei kusha gedola hizu. Lo nimtza teretz al zeh. So what's the pshat? So what's the answer? That's a good question. What's the answer? Yeshu Dakhik Bishamu Badal. Maskil Bignusu Avoyne Vayinu. Biskila Avde Evo Zikar Hayu Avdo Seinu. Yamdu Er Arar Mi Ovid Ovi. Neha Chobe Samchadesh Vege Hamaluk Lachtas Hu Hamalach Lecho So Yosef Dumayim Vahibur Boris Sof Masya Kol Eila Hu Uban Ovi Ne Eint Karosh Ala Asarish Ala Eifur Vaboris Hi Maybe case those we are the Lamala Sefer Boris, they should be real hard. Maskar ala little of also Manasa Kapso, Kap Amisher Shikhain of Al Sevo, Al Solomon Sayan, maybe case those Amo, Logilan Lohim and Sweet and Gula, Yadua, Yazuas Aram over an hour, Mitarak, Nokar Musua, Yatarak Zikoi, Al Kain, Yiglan Lohim Sayan, Lazaki, he calls him up, England and Harvard, and why we do it. Oh. Bata. He says, you're right. Korban Pesach is a Korban Hodah, like we saw from the Mara. But that's not the point of Pesach. The point of Pesach is not that we went into the Tzayim and therefore the thanking God we went out. Because why do we need to go? Like, who gave? It's like God broke our leg and he fixed it. So we shouldn't have broken our leg in the first place. So we went out to thank him to fix it. No, the answer is that we needed the purification. And therefore, Mitzrayim is the Kor HaBarzel, is the purification. The Shalosh says we needed to learn how to be subjugated. So this way, we know how to subjugate ourselves to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. It was a chodim. So just like when you clean clothing, right? He gives an example. When you put it in the laundry, so first, the process is you put soap. Soap makes it even worse. It's more unfit to use when the soap is there. But that process is going to ultimately make it good. So the same thing over here. We know the Pasuk says in Parshas Tetzaveh on page 7 and page 7, 6. On page 6 and 7. It discusses how do you inaugurate a Kohen.
Because when the Kohen were originally being inaugurated, that was called the korban chinuch. The korban chinuch for the kohen was an animal with matzah, no problem. So that's the answer. The answer is avadim hayinu baru mitzrayim,
that we were there. Not just with this Korban Pesach as a thank you for the past. The point of the Korban Pesach is a Korban Chinuch. It's as a result of Mitzrayim. Now we're ready to accept the Torah for the future. So just like when the Kohanim had a chinuch, so they only brought matzahs. So Korban Pesach, not just a korban, but if it was a plate korban toda, then in the Kohanim we have coming to matzah. But it's a toda not for the sake of thanking for the past. We're thanking because now we're able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a purified state. So just like by the Kohanim, the Parshas Tetzaveh, they brought a korban chinuch, and that was only matzah. So too over here, this is only matzah. Because the point of the Korban Pesach is it's a new beginning now. We purified ourselves, we're going to start fresh. We have a new beginning. We're like Kohanim, we're going into the Beis HaMikdash for the first time. You have to bring a special Korban Chinuch. Or the Kohanim then, we're Kohanim for the first time in history. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to have an investiture ceremony with the Kohanim. So they just brought matzah. So that's what the Korban Pesach is. It's not only a regular Korban Toda on the past, but it's a Korban Chinuch. Oh, but comes to Meshech Chochma and says even further. This Meshech Chochma is in Parshas Bahalosha. Some people look for it and they don't find it because they look for it in both, but it's really in Bahalosha. He says an unbelievable word. And he's going to answer up the Kasha. What does it mean? B'chayot ke'ezrach ha'aretz. You know what he says? He says like this. Normally, when a person converts, a man converts, he needs Mila, Kabbalah's Mitzvah. But he also needs to, Allah says, also needs to bring a Korban. Today, we don't bring it, we don't have Korban, it's not a Korban. The Pasuk gave us, and we learned that from Ayna Harsina, that they brought Korban, right? He needs, the Gemara increases, and that tests, right? Mila and Hatzos Dami. Hatzos Dami, you need a korban. Right? You need a special korban. So the Meshech Chochma said an unbelievable kiddush. He said an unbelievable kiddush. He says, if you're a ger and you converted right before Pesach, and you didn't bring the korban gator's gift, but you brought the korban Pesach, the korban Pesach counts for a korban gator's. And that's what it means. Meaning, as a result of the Korban Pesach, now that's completed your Geirus. Because the Korban Pesach is not only a Korban of Hodah in the past, it's not only a Korban Chinuch for the future, but it's a Korban Geirus. It's because Klal Yisrael now is leaving Mitzrayim, their new barrier. They're totally purified, they're a new entity. All starting everything fresh. Look at the Meshech Chochma, page 9. Yitachin, to ask the Ger Tzarech Lavi Korban Ola Sa'ot. A Korban, a Ger has to bring an Ola Sa'ot. Then to ask him below Asa Pesach. Aba Asa Pesach, you have Tibor. Sa'ki below Korban. The Huk Ezra Ha'aret. That's what it means. Thankful for the past, but not for the sake of just thankful for the past. I learned from whatever the past teaches me, whatever my past was, and whatever I'm thankful for that. But now I'm going to build, and I'm going to be a new Gershon Iskaya Kekotin Shanola dummy. I'm going to start fresh. I'm willing to start anew, and that's what the Korban Pesach is. So it's not only a Korban Hod on the past. It's not only a Korban Chinuch like Cohen is starting. It's a Korban Geirus. It's a new beginning. And Gershon is Gaier is Yitzchak Shalom. Now, there is a sefer called Toldos Adam. You ever hear the sefer Toldos Adam? Very important sefer. Every Jewish home should have a sefer Toldos Adam. Toldos Adam was written by Rav Zalman Mivolozhin. Rav Zalman Mivolozhin, who was he?
he was the brother of the kind of wasn't. And they say when you're wrong, you know, forget a Gemara or something, they ask the Zelmo or where the Gemara is. There are Zelmo or there are Zelmo, you know? Right? So there are Zelmo who told us up. There's no say that I've told us up. He says like this. Look in the Yerushalmi on page 11. Yerushalmi in Sachim Per Zayin Halacha Yud Gimel. Here's like this. V'yeda Omer Da Yesh Shover Achar Shover Eimotz Achar Motz. It means like this. Yesh Shover Achar Shover. Meaning, what if I broke the bone of the Korban Pesach? So I violated the law. Then I break it again, or someone else breaks it again. I violate another law. Each time you break it, you violate another law. Right? Yei shomer achar shomer. Look, ei motzi achar motzi. Once the Korban Pesach was brought outside, it's muscle, so now there's no, you bring it out again, you don't get a law again, it's already nipsal. Yei shomer achar shomer. But what? Ei motzi achar motzi. That's what the Yerushalmi says. So says Rav Zelmala, Zok Rav Zelmala, you know Rav Zelmala, Zok Rav Zelmala. That's Pshat. Ethem Lo Tishkuru, Lashon Rabbit, because you can continue to break the bone again and again and again. That's Lashon Rabbit. But mostly, only one time. Lashon Rabbit, 12. I'm going to give you two or three examples where you see Rav Zelmala takes the halacha from the Gemara and brings the raya from a diyuk to the pasuk. He says, look at the bottom line. Talmud Yerushalmi, Zel Shono, next page. Vida Omar, Da Yishomer, Achar Shomer, Emoti Achar Moti, Perish. The Shomer Etzem Echot, Shnei Pa'onim Roshlosha, Yosef, Haibal Kol Shemer Vashem. If you take the same piece of Korban Pesach, you take that twice, Eino Chai the Lach. But Tom, Kain Chehosio, so Tom Rishon, Poslom, Kach Eino Chai Shuva Lo Tzo. Because once you took it out once, it's possible. So you're not trying again. So he says, Ata, Habetna, Kore, Masil, Eicha, Lofi, Ikvu, Mimikra, Zeh. That this halakha is marumas in the pasuk. Because it says, Lo tosi min habayit, loshin yagi, loshir is etzem, it says, Lash, loshin rabu, etzem lo tishmu. That's the word of Rasa. So I said, what's the Musar Haskell from this? What's the Musar Haskell from this idea of Rasa? So I'm going to tell you like this. What's the reason why he shouldn't be shown there an etzem of the Korban Pesach? So look at page 14. Start the 14, but look really at page 15. So happens to be the Sefer Chinuch of Mishnah Tzadik is the most famous line in the Sefer Chinuch where he writes Achorei HaPulos in Shabbos, that there's so many mitzvahs in Korban Pesach to do a lot of pulos, because the more pulos you do, that has an effect on your leg, right? That the lens on the hoil. This is actually other Bibbok pieces also, that's not the famous, the most famous line in all the Sefer Chinuch. And that's why there's so many mitzvahs maisias like Pesach. But it says like this. Look on page 14 then. But this is Kazai. We sure say a mitzvah liskor and say Mitzrayim, which puzzle. Comes then, goes on in a she'ain covered lebnei malachim, we don't say eretz, legara ha'somos, l'shabram kiklovim. He says, when you come out of Mitzrayim, you're like a melech. You're b'nei melech. So, when you break bones, that's you're acting like a pauper. You're acting like a pauper. You're acting like a dog that's scrounging for food. You're not just acting with dignity. See, when it comes to the Korban Pesach, it also has to be that the derech of the previous verse, says the derech of the sudah, is also to that everything's there. You don't have to send food to other places.
But then once it's possible, it's possible. But the point is like this, Rabbi said. What I want to say is like this. That the idea of breaking the bones, if every time you break a bone, you're showing that you don't have self-esteem. You're showing that you're acting, you're not acting like a dignified person. You're acting, and that's why do people can't start fresh? That's what the Korban Pesach is teaching us, that every individual should start fresh. The new Korban, the Korban Gairus, the new Askol, the Chodesh, the Zalapel, Rosh Chodesh, it's new, it's fresh. But sometimes people feel that they're nothing. So how can I start new? How can I start new? They don't have the feeling of B'nai Melachim, that they're a Melech. So they keep breaking bones. And each time they break it again and again and again, because each time they get back into that rut again and again and again. Because that's something, that's the idea of feeling like a Ben Melech, not Chas V'Shalom like a Bal Gaiva, but like a Ben Melech is something that you have to work on again and again and again, because you can always get down on yourself and then get down on yourself and again. So you can always keep breaking bones and bones and bones and bones and bones. And you keep breaking yourself and saying, I'm not so good, I'm not this, I'm not that, and I can't, and then you're frozen, then you can't move on, you can't start fresh. Korban Pesach is saying everyone has to start fresh, everyone has to start new. There's a new opportunity. There's always a new opportunity. And the Korban Pesach is a Korban Geirus. So you can't have that attitude that I'm like a Keller. That's a Keller. And the Torah is saying that you always have to worry about that. See, when it comes to mostly the Basar, so that's the din. Once it's possible, it's possible. That's the din on the chesed of the Korban Pesach. It's that you shouldn't be the time of the Korban Pesach. So what's it's possible. So no one lies. But here, the Etzem Lo Sisvaro was more concerned about the attitude of the person. An attitude of a person always could be changed. You can feel like that you have self-confidence, and then you could lose it. So you have to have again an asara again every time that you break a bone. That's an issur, because every time that you feel that you're lacking of self-esteem and self-confidence, so you're acting like a dog. You're treating yourself like a dog. So the Torah says, so you have to be nisar again, and you have to be nisar again and again and again, because you always have to have an asara. You always have to maintain that self-dignity. You can never get down on yourself. If you don't get down on yourself, then you can start again. Then you can have a korban geiris. Then you can have a korban chiduch. Then you can say, this korban is a new beginning. And that's somebody that everyone has to have that attitude. You can never have an attitude that I'm a nothing, and it's far gone, and it's, and that chas v'shalom, you know, a person, you know, loses that esteem, then chas v'shalom, he could do anything to himself. You know, anything can happen. As we just heard the unfortunate, tragic news of a yeshiva boy who they think just yesterday jumped off the Empire State Building. You know, because a person comes to that hargasha, that what am I? I'm nothing. I'm hopeless. You can never have that attitude. You always have to have the attitude that no, there's always hope, there's always going to be a new beginning, and there's always hope, and there's always, we can always start again, and we can always bring a Korban Pesach again, and we always have to worry about, do we have enough, not Chas V'Shalom Gaiva, but self-confidence and self-esteem that we can move ahead. And you always have to be careful about that. Etzem lo sisru bo, again and again and again. And that's what the Torah is teaching us. Chodesh hazeh lachem. There's always an opportunity of tshuva, of hischatshus. Should go on. Should be matzliach with pride, not gaiva chas v'shalom, with pride to go on and to be matzliach.